Now, federal employees, what Americans think of them, and what Americans think of becoming them. According to a study released earlier this year by the General Accounting Office, an unusually large number of federal civil servants are approaching retirement eligibility. Within 5 years, 45% of State Department employees will be eligible to retire. At USAID, it'll be 50%. The Justice Department has the lowest projected loss. Only 24% of its employees will be able to retire between now and October of 2006. Those numbers have alarmed some students of government service. They say we face potential backlogs, losses of skills and institutional memory. In fact, a new nonprofit organization called the Partnership for Public Service was formed to help avert those problems. And together with the Council for Excellence in Government, it commissioned a poll to find out what Americans think about going to work for the government. The bipartisan team of pollsters Robert Teeter and Peter Hart conducted polling both before and after September 11th. And the Democrat on that team, Peter Hart, is with us today. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Robert.
Peter Hart, first, what did you and Bob Teeter find out?
Well, it's going to be very, very hard to get people to go to work for the federal government. That's pre-September 11th. Most people don't think about the federal government as a good place to go and get a job. You're losing good people, and we're not replacing them in the workforce.
Now, we've heard reports of enormous numbers of applications being received at the CIA and large numbers of students taking the Foreign Service exam for work at the State Department. To what extent did you find a change in this view, say, after September 11th?
The first thing that we learned is that people think of it as our government today. Back in 1999, people said, oh, that's the government, somebody far distant. Now it's our government. Why? We've been attacked, and we relate to that. But the second thing that we learned is that people start to say, I find it more appealing, the idea that I can make a difference. But then when you put the bottom line question, are you more interested in coming to work for the federal government, you get essentially 75% saying attitudes are the same, 5% say it's even less. So the challenge that we have ahead of us is as great or more than prior to September 11th. The advantage here is that the attitudes are different today. And if we had every Major League Baseball team out wearing hats that said FDA or said FEMA,
USDA, yes.
Or USDA or whatever it is, maybe we would get a lot of people interested. We don't do that a lot, do we?
Not everyone who is eligible to retire from the federal government retires at the moment of eligibility. Do you get a sense that working for the federal government is something now that keeps people working on beyond that point, or do they flee at the first moment when they're able to retire?
These people are much more likely to feel the advantage of working for government. They see the public service component, and they enjoy this. So fleeing is not necessarily their interest. Against that, you're still losing a tremendous number of people. But here's where tougher economic times will probably keep people at their government jobs that much longer.
Well, the most important group here, it would seem, would be mostly people in their 20s, if not younger, since they're the ones who'll be entering the workforce or the ones who'll be in a position to apply for jobs in the federal government. What do they think? Are their ideas any different from their elders?
Well, the young people are particularly interesting because these are people who will consider federal service, who think much more in terms of public involvement, volunteerism, and at the same time, they don't know very much about the federal government. They wouldn't know how to go about applying for a job. Federal government does a terrible job. They don't go on campuses and talk to young people. Government's got a lot of catch-up to do here.
But it doesn't seem to be just a problem of the techniques of recruitment. Ever since 1977, when Jimmy Carter was elected, we've had presidents who, in one way or another, say, Let's give the government back to the people. Let's get the government off your back. Let's cut back. Let's reinvent the thing. I mean, people have been beating up on the federal civil service for decades now.
That's exactly what we've done. We've figured out how to beat up on the federal government, and we've figured out how to make it less attractive. The other side of this whole crisis has made us recognize all of the different people in government and how much difference it makes. The problem facing the Partnership for Public Service and what they're trying to deal with is the question of the quality of people that you bring in. And how you do it is really two elements. One is from the bottom, and that is those recruitment programs, getting the right incentives, making sure that there's compensation. But the other has to come from the top.
Peter Hart is CEO of Hart Research.